Ok, merci. Bonjour à tous. Bon, moi je vais faire ça en anglais parce que c'est beaucoup plus facile pour moi et j'espère que tout le monde peut bien comprendre.
And William will be very happy.
Ok. Yeah. Donc, my name is Christopher Kirkley, and today I'm going to be talking about cellular phones in the Sahara, particularly with regard to the functionality of the cell phone as a music device amongst the Tuareg people. I first traveled to Mali in 2009 to conduct field recordings and a field recording musical project, recording Saharan music. I eventually settled into the northern Malian town of Kidal, where I stayed for 6 months. And during my time meeting with musicians, I became increasingly aware of the cell phone's presence, initially as a nuisance. It would ring during recording sessions and introduce lots of digital interference. And when I met musicians to talk to them about the music, rather than play a composition, they'd queue up an MP3 and set aside the guitar. Like most of the world, like we've been talking about, the cell phone is ubiquitous. There's not any numbers for the penetration of the cell phone in Tuareg communities, but it's a multifunctional digital tool, and these actions supersede the act of placing phone calls. The cell phone has emerged as the first personal digital device with sort of a miniature and portable hard drive of digital ephemera. While I was in Kidal, I began to archive data from these cell phones, trading and copying music and video, material that I eventually would use in a commercial music release called Music from Saharan Cell Phones. And that itself was a huge amount of work to track down these artists using Facebook and YouTube and lots of other phone calls back to West Africa trying to identify these tracks. Cell phones offer a source of music that's impossible to find elsewhere. It doesn't exist on the internet, and it's only contained within this isolated network of Tuareg music trading. Besides being a top 40 chart of desert hits, the MP3s offer a glimpse into modern Tuareg society, a society that's defined by frequent movement across transnational territories. And the confluence of the technology and the mobility has resulted in this virtual MP3 and data trading network. In this talk, I want to discuss the evolution of that network from a historical cassette model of cassette trading for propaganda to the contemporary creations like using Bluetooth file transfers and MP3 markets. So I want to give a little background about the Tuareg people. They're semi-nomadic people that inhabit this area of the Saharan Desert, most of the Saharan Desert of West Africa, actually. They were split by post-colonial borders, divided between Algeria, Libya, Mali, and Niger. In each country, the Tuareg are an ethnic minority, inhabiting the most barren and remote regions of the countries. The population is estimated somewhere between 1.5 to 3 million, but the diaspora is further separated by language dialects and regional differences. However, the Tuareg popular music has spread throughout the diaspora and using political messages that resonate throughout all the respective countries. It's a politically charged music, and it has its basis in the 1960s when civil conflict drove many Tuareg from northern Mali and northern Niger into exile in neighboring Algeria and Libya. Ensuing droughts in the following years exacerbated this migration. The young Tuareg foreigners who arrived in the cities were known as Ishumar, which is derived from Shumur, and it was used as a pejorative for the jobless Tuareg foreigners who were wandering about the Saharan cities. In the late 1970s, a group of Ishumar from northern Mali formed this guitar band known as Tahaf Tinarwan, playing a guitar music that addressed the diaspora with lyrics invoking common themes of nostalgia and exile. The emerging Tuareg guitar style was simply called guitar, It was influenced by cassettes coming down from Libya of Jimi Hendrix and Dire Straits, as well as some Malian music. I'll play a little clip of it here. Straits in there, but they do get into some pretty wicked guitar solos. In the following decades afterwards, a lot of the Ishumar were conscripted into the Libyan military camps. Gaddafi at the time needed an army, and the Ishumar needed work. In these training camps, a political force emerged, and they recruited the band, Taraf Tanarwin, to serve as a propaganda tool, recording cassettes, which were then distributed en masse. And they used the model of distributing them to Ishumar, who already were known for traveling throughout the diaspora, to carry with them on their travels. As a mobile force, the Ishumar were the perfect vehicle for this transmission, and it established the Twar guitar as a collective folk style. Today, the concept of Ishumar is still relevant, although it's changed quite a bit. It was originally intended to refer to the unemployed, but today it can refer to any Tuareg youth. It's not a nomadic lifestyle of moving about with herds of animals, but a cosmopolitan existence lived between cities. It's inverse of some of the traditional values of Tuareg society, and the word has certain negative connotations amongst elders, as it's sort of an individual existence that's really independent. It's noted for its fancy clothing and the flashy turbans, and also financial autonomy. Ishumar float around the Tuareg diaspora, staying with friends and family before moving on to another place. So today the propaganda recording studio model no longer exists. The cassettes crossed over from propaganda into the free market, the rebellion ended. Today you can still find cassette markets, but even these are disappearing with the introduction of MP3-enabled cell phones. The first cell phones arrived in West Africa in the early 2000s, but they were prohibitively expensive. But in 2007, these cheap alternatives began to flood the market. They were knockoff Chinese-produced cell phones imported through Dubai, known colloquially as téléphone chinois. In addition to being much cheaper, they also have a variety of features, which you can see here. Multiple SIM card placement, memory cards, photographic cameras, and MP3 players. The téléphone chinois allows for the superficial personalization from unique designs to physical modifications of the aftermarket cases. But really the apex of customization that I want to talk about today is the data that's contained within the cell phones. And so the cell phones end up being a dynamically curated collection of music, video, and images. It's and these are some images collected from cell phones and keyed up. The memory cards are personal spaces, and amongst this Ishumar lifestyle, they allow for this virtual construction of a personal private space that can be carried with them, crossing borders and functioning anywhere with the swapping of a SIM card. The confluence of the mobile lifestyle of the Ishumar with the personal data devices has created this data network across the diaspora. And as I mentioned before, it's a closed network. There is no internet connectivity on these cell phones. So it's mostly isolated and consists of data trading between people. Let's see. Tuareg music is a marginalized ethnic music. And it exists outside of the monetized national medias. So this method of distribution has worked out really well for Tuareg music. In fact, it's kind of ensured its propagation. One of the main components of this network is Bluetooth file transfer. So Bluetooth, as you probably are aware of, is this wireless standard capable of short-range communication. In the States, we usually associate it with hands-free headsets. But in the Sahel, it's synonymous with file transfer. And it's a necessity that your telephone will have Bluetooth in order to participate in this network of file sharing. So I took a short video of a file transfer in action here. So.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nice when you got this one. Si c'est bon, si c'est bon, je vais ça, je fais comme ça. Si je fais comme ça, je vais faire le transfert comme ça. Et je rentre ici, je fais comme ça et envoyer. Tu vois? Ça se recherche. Voilà, donc là maintenant, tu vois, tout est arrivé, je regarde mon nom de photo, c'est ici. C'est Alicia Abdou, donc je fais comme ça. C'est arrivé ici, tu vois? Je fais comme ça. Donc c'est un peu comme ça.
In Kidal, most of this file sharing takes place during tea sessions, drinking tea and hanging out at people's houses. This is a big part of the social life of Ishumar. A lot of people are unemployed, so they do spend a lot of time congregating in regular spots, passing the time. And cell phones, in this instance, they sort of provide the soundtrack and entertainment of these sessions. Friends will browse each other's multimedia collections, and if a song attracts any interest, a transfer can be initiated, as I showed there. So it's interesting to look at the routes of travel. This is a map from an anthropologist who studies Ishumar movement. And if you look at these Ishumar movements, you can see that the data and the music actually follows a lot of these movements. Algerian music is really common in northern Mali, while in the west of Mali you get a lot of Mauritanian musics. The most interesting thing I like to take away from this, though, is the divergences in Niger and Mali in music styles. And as you can see, they're neighboring countries, but the music has to pass through Tamaracet. So they've actually developed along pretty distinct and different lines in their music. While the Bluetooth allows for individual file exchange, bulk transfer of MP3s occurs on these metaphoric nodes of the network. In this case, it's PCs that are equipped with memory card readers. The most frequent points of transfer are the commercial utilization and sale of MP3s, or the MP3 markets. In 2007, the cell phone vendors and repair shops, which sell the micro SD memory cards, began to offer MP3s for sale. They sell the music in flat rates. A gigabyte costs you around $5, or you can choose per song for about 30 cents per song. This is Alasan. He's an MP3 vendor in Chintabadadan, Niger. And he explained to me that there is a lot of success between Bluetooth file trading. It is free, but it takes a considerable longer amount of time. And he also has a role as an MP3 vendor of knowing a lot about music. So if someone has something in particular they want to seek out and find, they can go directly to the MP3 vendor. And the MP3 vendors are also information technology specialists. So they're sort of a go-between between the global network society and the non-internet citizens of these towns. So one of the things that a lot of the MP3 vendors do is they re-tag and rename the files that pass through their computers, using the ID3 tag, which is a small segment of metadata within MP3 developed to allow storage of additional fields. When I was attempting to track down one of the artists in the music release I did, I kept finding this name, Petit Aghamedun. So I spent a month emailing everyone I knew in Niger about the guitarist Petit Aghamedun. But the only problem was, as I learned when I traveled to Niger a few months later, is that he wasn't a guitarist, but one of Agadez's premier MP3 vendors, one who was in an overzealous habit of renaming every field with his name. While the intention and effect of the branding is negligible, and even the MP3 vendors agree, the insertion of these markers suggests a lot of interesting possibilities for the use of the ID3 tag in studying the flows of transmission across this network. So a cursory survey of these cell phone micro SD cards reveal a lot of different types of music. And in addition, a lot of these influences are influencing new experiments in the guitar genre. So Tuareg musicians are incorporating minor chord progressions from Algerian oud playing, or auto-tune lyrics from Nigerian film music, or creating their own hip-hop. As you can see here, it's a Tuareg hip-hop band. I haven't listened to them. So. But the cell phone's most direct contribution to Tuareg music is as a personal recording device. As a few people have talked about over the conference here, shooting video and recording audio. So here's a video recorded in Niger on a cell phone. As you can see, there's a lot of cell phones that enter the frame as well. The integration of these recording devices into the public sphere is not without its problems. It's introduced issues of intellectual property and author's rights. One of my friends from a band recounts that he refuses to play any of his new songs until he's recorded them officially in the studio. A cell phone recording like this can be distributed via Bluetooth, where another artist can watch it and copy the song and then claim authorship. So, as I mentioned earlier in the start of my talk here, the Tuareg music has political implications. While younger artists are exploring new themes, the foundation of the music is revolution, and the old anthems persevere until today, which really maintain the social identity of the Ishumar and the political consciousness of the youth. As recently, the north of Mali is again undergoing a rebellion, and the cell phone network has renewed this old purpose of propaganda, trading 3GP videos, which recall the earlier functions of this network, but updated for the media age. So you see a few videos here, videos of combat, or slideshows of different heroes of the rebellion, set to a musical accompaniment of a popular Tuareg anthem. Now, while there's little internet in the north of Mali, the latest rebellion has been a unique instance of correspondence between the cell phone network and the larger global society. Communications between civilians on the ground or rebels with friends and family in Bamako have generated a constant stream of media via Facebook groups, albeit filtered through those who do have internet connections. Photos are sent via MMS and uploaded to Facebook groups, and it's one of the first instances of this closed Ishumar network to connect to the larger global network society. And it's still very limited in scope, but I think that it suggests a lot of the inevitable changes that we're going to be seeing in the next few years as internet service enters into the cell phone network. So the cell phone network of Ishumar and cell phones has not only maintained the Tuareg guitar, but it's really allowed it to thrive despite the political marginalization and technological limitations of recording. Allowing for this continual flow of information are the mobility of Ishumar and the continued Ishumar youth culture, as well as these new technologies of effortless transfer. Tuareg guitars, my friend Ahmed from Aminar explains, it's always a music that has been dominated by a message. The music is just a vehicle for the message, which I think can just as well be applied to the MP3. While the message may change from times to propaganda to publicity, it's a message that moves freely without any constraints. And I think that it's nice to look at this emergent cell phone network and it as a poetic conclusion of the original intent of these songs of rebellion that were composed in exile. Thank you.